If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Peaceful coexistence means peaceful coexistence. But their ruthless behavior is not because they are here. It is because they are here. We have almost peaceful coexistence. Means to them that as long as we are stronger than they, we should...
Well, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our inaugural show of the Texas Conflict Coach. Today is April Fool's Day, 2009, and we're having a great afternoon here in San Antonio, Texas. I'm your host, Patty Porter, and I thank you for joining us. You've actually been listening to the artist's Peaceful Coexistence by Radio Orphans. We thank them and PodSafe Music Network for their music today on the inaugural show. You know, when I was listening to the various music options for the inaugural show, I finally found the words to peaceful coexistence, and I thought, how appropriate for the kickoff show. You know, how we live our everyday lives, managing the differences we encounter with each other, you know, whether that's differences in our views, our beliefs, values, needs, attitudes, whatever those might be, how do we embrace them, our differences, and how do we coexist peacefully? So very appropriate for today's start-off show. So who are we, the Texas Conflict Coach? We are a division of Conflict Connections Incorporated out of San Antonio, Texas. And our primary purpose of the show is to educate consumers on how to embrace and manage conflict in a constructive and productive manner. In other words, how do we become conflict competent, as noted by authors Craig Rundy and Tim Flanagan in their book, Becoming a Conflict Competent Leader? And we'll actually be talking to them at a future show. Now, we can be found at www.texasconflictcoach, that's T-E-X-A-S, conflictcoach.com, or www.conflictconnections.com. So, when you really think about it, conflict exists in our everyday lives, from the simple disagreements with others, like, you know, you go to the grocery store and the line that's 10 items or less, but you got the person there with 25 items. Maybe that's a simple disagreement. Or maybe there are internal conflicts. You know, how am I going to approach a friend or a coworker about a problem I might be having with them? Do I even approach them with a conversation? Or do I go full blast having this conversation with them? Or maybe it's a full-blown dispute, such as one might find themselves in with family over the care of their elder parent. Or it could be a dispute over disaster insurance coverage. Might be even a dispute with your neighbor regarding the fence line. So we're going to talk about a variety of things over the course of the many shows that we'll have. Now, for me, conflict is something to be viewed as an opportunity for growth, for change, maybe a challenge, and something to be managed effectively. So think of this as our normal part of living. And in this show, our focus is on the everyday conflict and disputes we at some point encounter in our lives. So who are we? And, you know, really I wanted to connect with you on a one-on-one basis. You know, I wanted to share with you why I came to this place of hosting a show and sharing with you my passion as a conflict management practitioner, a mediator, a conflict coach, and a facilitative trainer. So a lot of times when I was talking to many of my colleagues in the conflict resolution field, they'd always ask me how I got started in the conflict resolution arena. But before I go there, I really want to start much sooner than that. Now, for me, learning how to deal with conflict really started when I was growing up in my family. I mean, I grew up in a very high conflict, high emotional family. Grew up with two sisters and a single grandparent, father, stepmother, half-brother. So blended families back in the late 60s and early 70s were a very different kind of animal than they are today. But growing up with a high-conflict family meant for me that conflict was something to avoid. Conflict for me was about security, about being safe, about not being in the fire, sitting in the fire almost on a constant basis. Now, for me, middle school and high school years, you know, teenagers, we always are, you know, really confused about who we are, and that's very typical and normal. But for me, that was there was a real high intensity of conflict in our family during that time. So over the years, the early part of my years, even my early adult years, conflict was to be avoided at all cost. And that's what I learned about in my family. Now, was that effective? Was that productive? Was that constructive as I became an adult, dealing with conflict in the workplace, dealing with conflict with other family members and in the community? Absolutely not. Not for me. And after a long journey of coaching and doing some counseling and really developing who I am today, I've come a long way in how I view conflict now. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I really see it as a growth and as an opportunity for that change, as I mentioned earlier. Now, how did I get into conflict resolution field? So having grown up in the high conflict family that I did, I knew that as I had gotten my bachelor's degree in psychology, I really wanted to help people. And I knew that I probably wanted to get a degree in counseling and do some counseling work, but I really didn't know in what direction I wanted to go in specifically. And I remember so clearly, this is about 15 years ago now, I was actually in Houston, Texas, and I was volunteering at the time as a case manager for a nonprofit agency. And a lady there, her name is Sharon Bayes. She was with Innovative Alternatives, a nonprofit group in Clear Lake, Texas. She did a lot of peer mediation work, worked in the schools, and also did a lot of victim offender work. And so she came and did a presentation. And at the end of that hour, after listening to her talk about conflict and mediation and how effective she was using it, I literally felt like there was a light bulb that went over my head that said, that is what I'm destined to do. And at that moment, at that end of that presentation, I went up to her, and she and I connected. We spoke. I put all of my energies in volunteering for her organization. At that point, anything I was studying for my bachelor's and master's degree was focused on conflict management. So everything was about that. I eventually got my master's as a social worker and also got my clinical license as a social worker. However, I don't do any clinical counseling at this point. My whole practice is about conflict management, whether that's coaching, conflict coaching, mediation, training, facilitation coaching, everything about how to help others manage their own conflict, empower them with their self-awareness and skills. So I then really began to enter what we call in the field of the alternative dispute resolution or conflict management field. And ADR, alternative dispute resolution, as we'll refer to it over the next few shows, is a continually developing professional field, and whose field, whose study is to study and practice conflict management of all types. And to learn more about this community, I suggest that you visit the Association for Conflict Resolution, or ACR, at www.acrnet.org, and that is on the Blog Talk Radio website. Those links will be there on my page. So moving on, so that's a little bit of who I am and how I got into this field and why I thought it would be really important to really share with consumers like yourself, you know, bringing in guests, bringing in experts, talking about all the various resources and tools that are available to you. And also part of our format is going to be doing a little bit of field work, homework assignments. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we get toward the end of the show here. Now, let's try to do a little bit of a conflict primer. You know, when we speak of conflict, you know, how do you define it? You know, a lot of times when we're doing our basic kind of conflict resolution trainings, we ask the audience and participants, how do you view it? How do you react to it? And there might be a lot of words associated or interchanged with the word conflict. And, in fact, today I was even looking up on the website, and there's actually a visual thesaurus by ThinkMap, and I have the website here. It's www.visualthesaurus.com. I'll put that on my webpage so you can see that. And you just click in the word, and I certainly typed in the word conflict, and it's a very visual moving map. And the other words that come up here could be all kinds of things, from incompatibility to opposition, to difference of opinion, to counterpoint, contrast, someone who's ambivalent, running afoul, beating the odds. There's all kinds of words in how we define conflict. Why do I bring that up? I remember in a training, in an earlier mediation training I was doing, I was teaching others about how to mediate between parties in a dispute. And there was a story, this woman who was in the training, we had asked about their views of conflict, and she raised her hand and said, I've been married to my husband for 25 years, and we've never been in a conflict. And, of course, others in the room started to chuckle, and I was thinking, how is it possible that someone is married for 25 years and never had a conflict? And for her, she defined it very differently. Now, the irony of all this is about 15 minutes later, literally, she said, oh, my husband and I are getting a divorce. D-I-V-O-R-C-E. What a surprise was that. So when we really explored with her, her definition of conflict was the all-out fist and fighting and calling each other names and being aggressive. And for her, that was not what that was about. For her, they never had that type of conflict. So therefore, in her mind, they had not had any type of disputes. So how do you define it? How do you react to it? How do you look at that? And what other words would you use to interchange with conflict? Now, other things I want you to consider and to think about. When you think about conflict, you're most often engaged in what kind of words or gut feelings or reactions. Now, for me, as I mentioned on my story earlier, for me, conflict was about, anxiety. It was about anger. It was about fear, survival, safety. It was about extreme frustration at times because I felt like I had no control over what was going on in my life when I was a young child, as a teenager. So those things were the things that I define conflict. But now I really define conflict and really see it as a way to embrace it, a way to see it as an opportunity. You know, what is really there in that situation from the other person's perspective that I'm not seeing? How can I see this as a growth opportunity? How can I see this as an opportunity for me as well as the other individual? So it's really, really changed. And I think for you, too, it can be changed. Depending on where you are with how you think and react to conflict. So what did you learn about conflict growing up? I want you to be thinking about that. What did you learn about conflict growing up, and how does that relate to you today, maybe as an adult? Is it completely opposite? Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's worth exploring, and I hope that you will explore with us. Now, one of the things that we are going to be looking at is field work or homework assignments, and this is strictly as a voluntary opportunity for you. It's a way to challenge and stretch yourself, so I will be assigning field work assignments from time to time, giving you websites, giving you tools to look at, and these are things that might support your own growth and self-awareness managing conflict. One of the things I want you to look at, and we have the link on our site, on the Blog Talk Radio site, which is the book by Craig Rundy and Tim Flanagan, Becoming a Conflict Competent Leader. There's a link there also to Amazon.com if you do not have this book. And it's how you and your organization can manage conflict effectively. And the assignment is to read the first two chapters of this book. And it focuses on conflict dynamics and becoming conflict competent. What does it mean? And when we have Craig Rundy on as our guest on April 15th, which is our next show, he will be talking about the premises and principles behind the book and give you some ideas of what you need to do to look further at some of the behaviors that you might demonstrate when you're in conflict. So read the first two chapters of Becoming a Conflict Competent Leader by Craig Rundy and Tim Flanagan. Now, there are other links that I had on the Blog Talk Radio site today. I already mentioned the Association for Conflict Resolution and, of course, Conflict Connections. You can also mark this show as your favorite by registering as a listener to Blog Talk Radio, and Blog Talk Radio will send you an automatic update to your email box reminding you of the next radio showtime. So, again, we will have Craig Rundy on April 15th. That's 5:30 Central Standard Time. And at this point, that will be in our inaugural show. We will be having our show anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the guest. As we close, I want to thank you for joining us and supporting the show. I welcome your questions, your comments, or feedback at my email address, pmporter, P-O-R-T-E-R, at conflictconnections.com. This is your host, Patty Porter, the Texas Conflict Coach. And remember, embrace conflict early and constructively.
Peaceful coexistence means peaceful coexistence. But their original behavior is not because they are here. It is because they are here. We have almost peaceful coexistence. It means to them that as long as we are stronger than they, we should be nice enough to allow them to
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.